The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
When I think about times in my life that were really foundational, I mean, like, I don't know, there are certain eras that you go through, right? Which are times of, you know, I think every era is a time of growth. But there are some eras where things are just supercharged. And you think, okay, you kind of get a feeling at the time that there are some, you know, kind of relatively important things happening. But when you're through it and you look back, you think, wow, that was a time when I could have gone one of two ways.
Yeah.
You know, I could have chosen this, chosen that. I could be living a completely different life right now if I had made a different choice then.
No doubt. So college.
I'm talking about college.
And especially as a believer, a young believer at a college, I don't think it's any secret that, you know, a lot of universities can actually undermine the Christian faith.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yes, of course,
I mean, like,
that can happen.
The religious studies department.
It's probably the biggest underminer of Christian faith at public universities.
So then how do you do that? I mean, if you're an 18, a 19-year-old, a freshman walking in the door thinking, this is going to be great. I'm
going to
make new friends and
all
change things. Well, how do you have, how do you keep your Christian faith in college?
So I've told this story before on the air, but it's illustrative of, you know, some of the challenges that people experience in college. I went into my freshman philosophy class and I went into it. And the professor said, as part of, you know, introduction, like, this is what the course is going to be. This is what we're going to study. These are, you know, the books you have to buy, all that sort of thing. And then he said, do any of you raise your hand if you believe in God? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many. There were probably 150 of us in this class. So, like, I don't know, a couple. I don't know how many people raised their hands. I was one of them. And he said, okay, we'll see by the end of the semester.
Oh, good.
How many of you still do?
Wait, throwing a challenge down to wreck your faith?
Exactly.
That's the goal?
That's
what
goal.
You're paying money
for. Right. So, yeah. So
did you go home and tell your mom?
Well, you know, I didn't communicate with my parents much about my classes, which I look back on that and I think, why was that?
Yeah.
But that's the way it was. Anyway, that was a direct challenge. But this is what I did. So I left that class and I remember walking across campus and going right to see my campus staff person. So this is the person who worked for the CCO, the Coalition for Christian Outreach, and he was sitting there. And I said, "Hey, I just want to, like, debrief something with you. This is what just happened to me.
My religious studies professor was trying to crush my faith.
My philosophy professor, right, was trying to do this. So, but it ended up to be a fine semester. It was a good interaction with my professor. By the end of the semester, I didn't lose my faith in God. Mm-hmm. But if I wouldn't have had somebody to, like,
engage
with, to talk that through, someone who was going to be with me for the rest of the semester and say, okay, let's kind of, like, you don't need to drop the class. We don't need to run away in fear, but let's, like, equip you to be ready for a challenge like this.
Amen.
And that's what
that
happened to me.
Very good. Dan Dupuis is with us. Dan is the acting president of the Coalition for Christian Outreach, aforementioned here, the CCO. Dan, you hear Kathy's story about a philosophy professor just trying to crush her faith. That's a pretty common thing, right? I mean, actively on campus, they're trying to undermine our faith.
It is. And I think, Kathy, not that you were in college all that long ago.
No,
it seems like
course.
Yesterday.
I know. It really was. Yeah. It was only just a couple years.
It was a couple years ago. I think so. There's similarities now to what you experienced. That story still resonates. It still makes sense. It still happens. I think it happens with greater frequency. I think the some of the restraining forces that made that a less common occurrence seem to have
fallen
dissipated.
Yep.
You know, and it's a more common thing. But you know, the point that you know, the Christian faith has intellectual chops. Mm-hmm. You know, you are not, you feel at a decided disadvantage because you got a PhD and you're an undergraduate, and this is not exactly a fair fight, but the actual stuff of our faith is credible in the marketplace of ideas.
Right.
And that, you know, that's the experience that you had. And of course, the key there was not trying to do it in isolation.
Yeah, right. And Dan, I look back at that. I've looked back at that so many times. And I think that whole thing was such a lesson to me because I think my first inclination was that I would drop the class. Yeah. Right? You think, okay, well, this is too weird.
Yeah.
Now, I was in a very, very unique position because my mom was an employee at the University of Pittsburgh. I didn't pay for tuition. So it's different if that's a class you're paying for. So I understand that if parents are listening to this and they would make a different decision, I totally get that. My first inclination was to run away and think, you know what, I don't want to, I'm too scared to engage in this. As you said, Dan, it's not a fair fight. But my campus minister, being able to say, I'll stick with you through this, but I want you to stick in this. I want you to see that your faith and your reasoning can survive this. And from that point on, I think I lost a good amount of my apprehension about whether I could maintain a Christian faith, solidly speaking, in an intellectual sphere like that.
Own your faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of experience is transformative. I was with someone today who went to school here in Pittsburgh. Very similar story. A religious studies professor whose main thesis was Jesus was not a real person. He didn't exist in history.
Yep.
This is a narrative about, mm-hmm. This is all fiction. And for him, it was a similar experience to you, Kathy. It was absolutely faith building. You know, I've got another coworker who was a philosophy student at a local private college and was in a class, again, really, really similar experience. The interesting thing is the impact. So, you know, that had an impact for you, but for everybody that you knew who was a believer, there was an impact too.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And I think when the debate goes public in the classroom, then it gets really interesting because other students go, gosh, you know, this, I don't have to just take whatever the professor is saying. You know, there's an exchange here. And Christian students, you know, you gained confidence. I imagine some people around you did too.
Mm, right.
I hope so.
So here we are, Dan. We're like 2-3 weeks away from college campuses opening up in earnest, right? I mean, in some ways, post-COVID-ish, right? And I think a lot of, you know, we remember Bruce Bickle, our friend Bruce Bickle, who said when he went to the Naval Academy, mm-hmm. his dad, the last thing his dad said was, son, find one Christian man that you can connect with and stay with on your journey. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of parents think, if my kid is just surrounded by other good Christian guys or girls, and there's, you know, that support network, that's more than enough. So what is the CCO, what do they do, the Coalition for Christian Outreach, how does that work on campus, secular or otherwise?
Yeah, the idea is to provide a community for students because a father who tells a son or a daughter, I want you to get connected, is really doing a great service to them because that's the single most important thing. Assuming that a young person is getting to the end of their high school years and there's a there relative to their faith, you know, sometimes that has corroded and they're leaving and they're already in a state of flux. But isolation is the biggest problem for Christian students on campus. Connections, the antidote. So the CCO is building communities of students on college campuses to go deeper in our faith and to do it while we're understanding the particular discipline that we've been called to study so that we understand, you know, what does our faith have to do with this thing? Because this thing's going to tie closely to what we do with the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And as our world grows during college, our faith needs to grow too. So we've got staff people on campuses connected to churches to help walk with young people through those years. That's our job.
Dan DePie is with us, acting president of the Coalition for Christian Outreach, also called the CCO, and I'm holding his book in my hand now. So those of you watching the stream, it's not too late. The essential part you play in shaping your teen's faith, which is an absolutely terrifically helpful book. Mm-hmm. So Dan, for people who maybe don't have an experience having a CCO or any kind of staff worker on campus who can help kids through faith-related things, I'd be a different person if it wasn't for the CCO.
If you lost your faith.
Yeah, I would be a completely different person. It was that formative of a time in my life, and the people who were on campus helping me were that formative in what I've become. So talk to parents right now, talk to college students, talk to whoever's out there who, you know, why they should look for a university in which there's a CCO ministry.
Walk in there.
Yeah. Well, the difference that's made in your life, it's not, you know, it was obviously it was singular in the sense it was you, it's your story. This is part of it. But that same story gets played out over and over and over again with students. It's the if someone is to walk through college faithfully as a believer, they've got to take an offensive stance. So when I'm talking to students, talking to parents, you know, don't wait for the game to come to you. Go on college, already having decided, go on the campus, having decided before you get there, two things. One is I'm going to find the fellowship on my campus. It could be a Bible study on my floor. Mm-hmm. It could be a fellowship. It could be something, could be the CCO. There are other ministries, Crew, InterVarsity, Navigators, there's something on most campuses. Find that and find a church. Mm-hmm. And what I did with my kids is I made it as a request. Because it's there, you know, they're the ones living that life. I'm not with them. I shouldn't be with them. I hope I'm not with them, you know, while they're on campus. It was a request. And what I told them was, look, I can't, it's your decision. But when I see you, I'm going to ask you.
That's good.
You know, have you done this or haven't you?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, time is up in Radioland. We so appreciate you being with us today. So good to see your face, yeah. Dan.
Love the CCO.
That's Dan DePie, acting president of the CCO, and I've got Dan's book in my hand. It's terrific. It's not too late. The essential part you play in shaping your teen's faith. Thank you, Dan.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, and you Take as well. Care.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.